Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You made it. It's a Friday morning. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. How's it going, buddy?
Pretty good, buddy.
What's going on, female buddy?
Doing good, buddy.
57 degrees right now. Going to get up to the high 70s, low 80s, but a beautiful day.
Oh,
a little,
gorgeous.
Maybe some clouds this evening, but no rain. Looks like a little rain may pop up tomorrow, but that's okay.
Yeah, Sunday's nice.
Yeah, yeah. Everything's looking beautiful, and you're far too early. Monday night football forecast in Orchard Park.
What are they saying?
71 degrees, 45% chance of rain at some point during the day.
That's not bad.
But it looks like it should clear out before the game shows up on Monday night. 7:30 start. Do not forget. 7:30 start.
Yes.
Right? You don't want to miss it. And if you want to watch the game, you can listen to the game live here on CNN.
Well, you could. Yeah, sure.
If you want to watch the game, you can hang out with one super cool guy.
The party animal showing up.
That's right. Tommy Mulet is going to be making a rare West Side appearance.
T-Breeze.
I thought Tommy Mulet was showing up.
Yes, yes.
He'll be hanging out at the Bill Gray's Tap Room at Chi Lai. Delicious food, fantastic drink, fun had by all. Go hang out with Tommy and the CMF crew at the Bill Gray's Tap Room in Chi Lai with your friends from 96.5 WCMF. You know, when I say rare West Side appearance, that's not entirely true.
No, not at all.
Because you were on the West Side last night. The whole show, Kimmy, myself, Tommy, and our big boss from Kansas City.
Oh, yeah.
Made a trip out to Agatinas.
Very nice.
Oh, look, God, it's so good. So good.
Yeah.
And, you know, like that, it holds a special place in my heart. It's my favorite restaurant in town. Grew up in that town. I am a born and bred Gatesian.
Yeah, this is the first time you didn't walk on the bill.
Well, I didn't pay, so. I kind of did. So we're leaving last night. You know, sun's going down. And I hadn't been in that part of Gates in a long time.
Yeah.
Down Buffalo Road, right? So I'm like, you know what? I'm going to take the long way home back to Henrietta. I'm going to just drive through some of the old haunts. And I'm driving down Buffalo Road, right?
Back roads of Gates.
That's right. One of my favorite Mellencamp songs. I was born in a Gates town. So I'm driving down Buffalo Road, and there's the Abbots there. I'm like, oh. And then right next to the Abbots, there's another place there that is a Gates institution.
What's that?
The town was founded in the 1700s around this diner called the Delta House.
Oh.
It's been there forever. And if you are familiar with the Delta House, you know what I'm talking about. If you're not familiar with the Delta House, it was a diner that had to have been built in the 1950s.
Okay.
And they built it, and they didn't do anything after that.
Okay. They left it that way.
You would walk in, bro. It was exactly the day they built it.
So frozen in time.
Cash only.
Yeah.
The plates, they never changed the plates. Like, let's put it this way. It was so old, the cash only sign made out of cardboard had nicotine stains around the cardboard of the sign. All right? So I'm driving, and I look, and I go, oh, the Delta. What
happened?
It's not there anymore?
It's closed. Building's there.
Oh. So there's nothing in it?
It's gone.
Oh.
The Delta House is gone.
Oh. Do you know when it went away?
I do not. And the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263.
You gotta know.
But you can kind of look at a place and know it's been closed for a while or recently closed.
See, normally, yes.
But
because the Delta House had not changed a thing since 1950, they could have closed yesterday.
Well, like the height of the weeds around
again,
it, the parking lot.
Again, no idea. It's what it looked like normally. And I was devastated.
Yeah, because usually when those old-time diners close, they make the news. You know, like, you know, the people retiring, it's the last weekend you can go.
Sure.
I didn't see any of that for that joint.
But who knows how long ago it was.
And but here's the thing. What's unique about the Delta House is I feel like it was like a Gates secret. Like, only if you grew up in Gates did you know the Delta House. Because, like, were you familiar with it before I just said
I knew the name. I've never been.
Okay, so you've never been to the Kimmy. Had you heard of the Delta House?
I don't think so.
Okay. Good pancakes. Really good pancakes.
Yeah.
So it says, you know, building for sale as I'm driving by, right? And I'm driving away. I'm like, oh, man. I take a right, and I'm driving past the old Patriots Bingo Hall, and I'm thinking to myself, like, I'm thinking about all the good times I had going to the Delta House, you know, days I should have been in school, hanging out with my buddies, doing that whole thing.
Eating pancakes.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, like, this There's no way for the Delta House to go out. Like some punk-ass diner.
Yeah.
It's not how we treat our diners on the West Side.
So what are you thinking?
You guys want to buy the Delta House?
No.
I don't know what I'm doing.
What the hell? What a diner for.
Yeah,
a diner that went under.
Well, no, I mean, maybe they had just gotten to a point where they couldn't do it anymore. Been there for a while. I don't know. I don't know what happened to the Delta House, but I have such an emotional connection to this diner, I feel like I need to do something.
Yeah, but none of us have ever worked in, like, restaurant management.
Okay, yes, but
I feel like this is a bad combination.
I mean, it's a great way to lose money.
Oh, my God.
We got two ice cream scoopers and a meat cutter.
But we all have food expertise. We've all been there before, have we not?
To some extent.
We've all eaten at restaurants, but that's everybody.
We've all worked in the food industry in some way.
Yes, we did. Kind of.
Why could we make that work?
First of all, I don't want to do it.
I don't want to do it.
Man, owning a diner, those people work like 24/7.
Yeah, but you get unlimited access to potatoes.
Okay. All the fries I can eat.
Bro, I would just stand over that griddle and hammer home fries.
I do have some diner coffee.
All right. But that's the other thing. Like, if you are in the hospitality business, your health goes down about 50 points.
I mean, look, we're not doing great as it is.
Yeah, it's
yeah,
true.
But still.
Like, we look like...
I don't want 50% less of this.
We look like bitches last night. We go to dinner at Agatina's, right? Like, our boss gets veal parm, looks unbelievable.
That thing
good.
Was huge.
Kimmy, did you get chicken French and pasta?
It was artichoke French.
Artichoke French, yeah, sorry.
Both of those plates were wall-to-wall.
Yeah. Look awesome. Tommy got a salad.
I bought a shrimp cocktail.
Yep.
I had beans and greens, no sausage.
And I got a 6-ounce filet and a dry potato.
Hey, but you ordered a dry potato.
Yes. Yeah, I can't.
Specifically.
I can't put the sour
And then
cream
bragged about how you like dry potatoes.
I do like dry potatoes, but I also...
Have you ever had one, though? Have you ever had one?
No, but that's just it. You admitted you had never had
but
just
were, like,
a dry potato.
But you were, like, sawing into that thing, man, like it was a log.
I love potato skin.
Yeah.
But this is beside the point. Getting back to the Delta House. I don't know, man. Like, you don't have a place where, like, when it goes out of business, you feel like you owe it. You feel like it's such
Well, you're going to miss it. But here's the thing,
but
man.
You also
like,
haven't been there in so
yeah,
long.
But you loved it, and you hadn't been there in probably 20 years.
So Paul writes, Delta House has been closed for 5 or 10 years now, I think.
5 or 10?
Yeah, I mean, that's how long I've been. It's been since I'd been in that part of Gates. Or
it
I
also
just never...
sounds like it's not in a good spot. Like, people don't... Pass there enough to go.
Right off 490 around the corner from the high school. It seems like a really
good
spot. I mean, there's nothing else around it other than the ice cream shop. I mean, like underneath, if you go under the bridge, then you have like what's Monte Albon now. You got a McGregor's over there, the old Yanni's, which is like a new restaurant. You know what I'm talking about over there. Like, I mean, there's stuff there. And that's what was so cool about it. It was like a mirage in the desert. It was like, oh, we're at the Delta House.
And yet, I don't know many Irish people that go into the diner business.
How would you know?
It's usually Greeks, right?
Well, Italian. Yeah, but it's because like the Greeks do it.
It's like
then,
all
like,
the same family, I think.
The Greeks
that
do it right.
Owns a lot of the diners here.
Like if that family has a wedding, all of the diners close that day.
So you got to hire a Greek guy to run that diner.
Okay, give me a Greek guy.
Give me a Greek guy. Like, I got that many Greek
guys.
Throw
a Greek guy at me. Well, you dress it like, you know, a couple of Greek guys. No, we have to know one Greek guy that can help us out with the diner.
I don't think I know any Greek people.
How do you,
you
not
don't?
Know a Greek person?
Not directly. I know, like, satellite Greeks.
Satellite Greeks?
Like, through my wife's friends.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
People like that, but I don't know them.
You know, now that I'm thinking about it, I don't know if I know any direct Greek people either.
I feel like I knew a few families growing up.
Name a Greek person you know.
I'm not going to say their name.
Oh, I will. The last Greek person I think I knew was a kid I went to middle school with, Costa Kapatos.
Oh, yeah, the Kapatos.
But I haven't talked to him in 30 years, and we weren't even that close when we knew each other.
Well, give him a call. Can we get a hot tip, business tip?
Costa, buddy, look, you got the most Greek name I've ever heard in my life. I want to open up the Delta House again. Let's get in on this
together.
Right?
But you're also competing with, like, if you open up these diners now, you're going to compete with, like, Dunkin' and Starbucks, Tim Hortons, they get you in and out so fast. I don't know how many people still sit down and eat a diner breakfast.
Oh, Jimmy, it's not like when you go out to have a diner breakfast in Rochester, you have to wait an hour.
I was gonna say,
on Sunday? What about
Tuesday?
There's
been times where my husband and I have driven to like 2 or 3 diners just to get into a place
but
to
sit.
But
that's the weekend. You got to make it work 7 days a week.
There are,
business plan, Tommy, over baby.
There are always cars in the parking lot of a diner.
That's the most vague statement I've ever heard.
She's not wrong.
There's always cars in a parking lot of a diner.
Yeah, I mean, it never looks empty.
She's right, you know.
I'm telling you, man.
You can always count on a group of old Italians to spend 35 cents on coffee and sit there for four
hours.
There
you go. That was my father-in-law, and he couldn't believe the place closed.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. We went out to a work dinner at Agatina's last night. I'm taking the long way home through Gates. I hadn't been through Gates Center in a long time. I am driving down Buffalo Road, and if you're from that area, you know the Delta House. It's been there forever. It's a Gates institution, and it's gone. I mean, it's not gone. The building's there, right. And it hurt me.
And people aren't even sure how long it's been closed.
This is true. This is true.
So it has to have been a while.
Yeah. I don't know.
Well, that guy said 5 to 10 years. Well, but that's a pretty big gap. It is.
5 to 10 years. That could also be 2 years. Like, COVID has ruined our semblance of time.
True.
Fair, right? Like,
true.
It could have closed 6 months ago. But 10 years ago was the last time I had a meal at the Delta House.
To your point, like, I can't think of a diner that's closed recently that, even if it changed names or something, like, it's always been a diner.
Name a
like
diner
it's never
closed.
Been anything else.
Name a diner that's closed. Yeah.
Is Jay still open?
Yeah, Jay's still open.
Okay, I'm just asking.
Yeah, no, they still open.
I don't go over there that much.
Yeah, you're right, Kimmy. Now that I'm thinking about it,
like, those buildings are forever diners.
Yes, that's why the Delta House has been there since like 1932. They were serving hobo soup out of a shoe. How about my wife texts me, you went to a Greek wedding. I know I went to a Greek wedding, Nana. It was your Greek friends.
Oh, you didn't make any friends there?
Well, no, I mean, I did. I talked Greek people, very, very fun to hang out with.
Yes.
And very friendly. So I made friends, but it was like one of those like, hey, we're friends tonight. We're probably not going to remember each other tomorrow.
The only thing Greek people can't do, and they're phenomenal at everything, is whispering. Think of it, there's never been a Greek spy. You're going to hear that guy coming a mile away.
I got to say, I do enjoy the Greek culture.
Because it's fun.
I've been to two Greek
weddings.
Seems like
they have a good time.
Yeah. Bro, like, you ever get a hold of their booze? Ouzo.
No, I was afraid of the ouzo. I didn't go to the ouzo.
What is it?
So it's like, have you ever had Sambuca?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's at that licorice taste and liqueur.
Oh.
Picture that, but like 150 proof.
Oh.
It is. It's Greek moonshine.
Because I was watching like 90-year-old women drinking that
They do
stuff.
Shots of it, but if you don't like licorice, this stuff is like licorice and gasoline combo place.
Larasoline?
I got violently ill on it one night.
No kidding.
Yeah.
At a wedding or just drinking it straight?
So my brother turned me on to it.
And so he just discovered it, like, and enjoyed drinking it?
I tried it, man, and it got away from me. So I could, and it doesn't take much to get away from me.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
But I was doing like I was doing Greek at a Bolt Ends.
252-WCMF. It does seem like the Greeks are slowly taking over, right? Because not only do you have the diners that they are running all the time, right? Not only are they propping up the entire wedding industry for the greater Rochester area, because one Greek wedding costs $10 million, every one you do. Mediterranean food also blowing up all over the place, right? And a lot of those are Greek places.
Yeah.
The Euro.
Or Greek style.
Yep. The Euro has made an unbelievable comeback. Even Arby's is selling Euros now, buddy, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, maybe buying the Delta House is a bad idea.
No, rather. Just drop $2 million into a business on the west side.
I saw this building. I think we can get it for like 45 bucks.
Bro, you know what it would cost to open up a diner?
Bro, again, look.
Two mil minimum.
And shut up, $2 mil.
And then you got to turn. What are you going to do about waste management?
What are you talking about?
And you got.
Are you threatening me right now?
Just saying.
I mean, unions are better than news a couple of days. What's happening? Hey, you know, I'm just saying, you're going to have some problems if you don't do it the way we want you to do it. No, like, I guess you're right. Now that I'm thinking about it, an Irish, an Italian, and whatever the hell Kimmy is.
She's half Italian. Well, we're both half Italian.
No, but she's like another weird half. She's like Dutch, right?
Yeah, well, so am I.
Yeah, okay. That's
we might Dutch. Be actually the same ethnicity.
How funny would it be if you guys were actually related? It would make sense, because you're the same person, just in different ways.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't think the three of us could go up against the Greek diner mafia and succeed.
No. We'd be out of business in a month.
Yeah, well, with that attitude, 252-WCMF, 252-9263, talking about the Delta House, a Gaines institution. Driving home from Agatina's last night, work dinner. Drive past it down Buffalo Road. It's empty. It's gone.
Mm.
And I hadn't been that way in a while. And my heart ached because I had so many good times inside the Delta
House.
Go
out there for a plate of eggs, Pat. Let's go get a plate of eggs.
It was cash only, and the servings, huge.
Oh, sure.
Let's talk to Pat. He's on CMF. Hey, Pat, how are you?
Good. How you doing, Pat?
Good, brother.
Hey, the Delta House. Before that, it used to be a Howard Johnson's.
Hojo.
Yeah.
Interesting. I didn't know Howard Johnson was Greek.
No, but I I'm a little bit older than you, and I remember when it was a Howard Johnson's before the Delta House.
Okay, so I love how it was something else, and it still had plates from the 50s in it. Because, Pat, you know what I mean? Like, you would walk into that place in, like, 2003, and it's like, it was like they opened it up in 1950 the day before.
Yeah, well, I remember going there back in the 1970s and 80s.
All right, well, you win the time game, Pat. Pat, you want to open up a Delta House with me? We'll call it Two Pat's Delta House.
I'd love to, but I'm a little too old right now.
All right, all right. Well, looks like nobody wants to work anymore. Pat, no. Thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. All right, fine, fine. We'll leave all the Delta House the way that it is.
Pat's out.
Let's reopen it as a Howard Johnson's. You'd go to that.
Oh, yeah. Love me some Hojo.
Are there any Howard Johnson restaurants still open?
I don't think so.
Can we hit a Google on that? Mm-hmm. I feel like I read an article a couple of years ago that says there's like one left.
Because they used to have those ones that were attached to like motels.
Yeah, that's because it was both. Yeah. I'm going to say there's one left in Lake Placid.
That would make
Niagara
sense,
Falls.
Though.
Niagara Falls.
That's the first one that pops up.
Is that Canada, though?
Because
maybe they're still open in Canada.
It does look like it's on the Canadian side.
Okay. Damn, look at that. They got our Howard Johnson.
Like, we're getting calls to the Prime Minister's like, we have your Howard Johnson and we're eyeing your Delta House. And we have demands. We got to send that Greek spy in there to take care of it. Hey, what are you doing over there? Hammered on Uzo. I mean, you don't have fantasies about stuff like this a little bit?
I do, but like, I also have fantasies about retiring now more than opening up some greasy diner.
I mean, retirement and opening up a diner, both things that you'll never be able to do.
Serving people food I won't eat because I can't.
Okay.
Because of my cholesterol, my salt.
Gotta watch your salt.
I can't have a plate of eggs because of the cholesterol pit.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
When you think casino gambling, you think Vegas, baby.
Well, yeah, the big hot spots.
But it turns out Vegas-style casino treatment is right here in our backyard.
Really?
And it's great for business for this place getting on this list. Wow. It could also be the opposite for its competitors because we might be realizing in the moment, at least over the last couple of years.
What's that?
There can be too much of a good thing when it comes to gambling.
Oversaturation.
You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. Tommy?
Yeah.
USA Today put out a list of the top non-Vegas casinos in America.
Mm.
And wouldn't you know, one of them is right down the street.
It makes sense.
Which one are you guessing?
Turning Stone.
Wrong, bitch!
Really?
Seneca Niagara Resort and Casino, the American casino at Niagara Falls, came in sixth place in America.
No kidding.
Yes.
Now, so what makes it so special?
So they don't really get into why.
Like they bring in big acts.
Yes, they do. The shows are always really good there. And, I mean, if you've been inside the facility, you'll understand. It's a top-notch place to be.
No kidding. All right.
So this is a big feather in the cap of this resort casino. Mm. And it's a big reason is all of the competition that's popped up in New York State all of a sudden for casino gambling. Because there was a while, Tommy, where Seneca Niagara and Turning Stone were the two games in town.
Yeah.
But over the last couple of years, there's the Native Casino in downtown Buffalo near the hockey arena. Batavia Downs and Finger Lakes Racino off the 90 have been there for a while, right? Del Lago, as we just is further east. That's a state-run casino. And we just brought up Turning Stone towards Syracuse. They have a monster, top-notch facility, golf courses. It's a big wedding place.
It's a full resort.
Exactly.
That wedding Kimmy had was amazing.
It was great.
That place was gorgeous.
I think it's expanded since then, too.
How? Where?
I don't know.
Phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Did we overdo it with the casinos?
But none of them have closed.
They're not even closed, but there have been struggles. I mean, there were stories that Del Lago was having. They weren't reaching the projections they thought they were going to when they were going to open. And the other two places don't have to put out, like, reports.
We're talking Finger Lakes and Batavia Downs.
Well, no, I meant just the straight up like gaming, casino gaming, right. Like cards and stuff. Right. Seneca, Niagara, and Turning Stone.
They don't have to.
Well, I mean, they're native casinos, okay. So they can keep all that stuff in house. Del Lago, if I'm not mistaken, is state owned. Okay. So,
all right.
I mean, it wasn't that long ago that those state-run casinos kind of put up a red flag and were like, hey, we had projections and we're not hitting these projections, even though we were told like this was going to be a brilliant idea.
Oh.
How many casinos can the state of New York, let's just stick with upstate New York, support before you start to have too many places to gamble?
Good question.
We might be there.
You think we're there?
Well, because you're in driving distance. If you want to gamble, you're pretty close to one now.
Yeah.
You don't need another one to get to.
It's a quick trip.
You're close to all of them. Right. Yeah. Right? I mean, Rochester.
Like the farthest one would be Turning Stone.
Yeah. But that's more of like, I mean, you could go golfing there. Like, you don't even have to necessarily go there for gambling. Yeah.
But like Rochester is perfectly located in the center of all of these, right? Like
you can go east or west.
Yeah, Finger Lakes, Batavia Downs, 45 minutes east or west. You got Seneca, Niagara, and Turning Stone about the same distance east or west, right? And if you want to go to a hockey game in Buffalo, you got that one downtown there. Oh, there's also even these little weird...
south of Buffalo?
There's that one on the border in Pennsylvania. Yeah. But like even in the Finger Lakes, I don't know if you're familiar with these, there are these strange native-owned... They're all slot machines, but they're just like a room.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I was unfamiliar with these, and I drove by one, and I was like, what the hell is that? Right. And I Googled it. And
if you got a Jones.
Yeah, you just pop in there.
All right.
It was the strangest thing.
So I guess we're there.
Okay. So then that means any talk of a downtown Rochester casino is dead, right?
I would assume.
I don't know if they've been talking
for 20 years. So.
Yeah. No, you're fine. I was going to say, I don't think that talk will ever be dead. I mean, we've been talking about a downtown casino for decades, and it comes and goes, and people have big ideas, and then that goes away, and then somebody else comes in, and I feel like a lot of it's like rumors.
Well, but here's the thing. It was less than a year ago that there was a story that the governor was ready to sign off on allowing Native tribes to open up a casino in downtown Rochester.
Mm.
And that was 3 years before, or 3 years after, the city proposed a straight-up casino in downtown Rochester to help revitalize tourism.
So the one thing the state isn't talking about, and it's their dirty little secret.
Oh, wait, everyone buckle up for a dirty little secret.
They're running out of cover bands. They're stretched so thin right now, they're looking to other countries to bring in cover bands.
Wait, we're going to get cover bands from Foreign Soul?
That's the name of their first album, was Foreign Soul.
Foreign Soul.
Foreign Soul.
Playing this weekend behind the horse barn. No, I mean, like, if Del Lago isn't reaching the projections, and again, this may be different now. This is numbers from a while ago.
They bring in huge acts.
Yes, they do. And they do a great job if you've ever been inside that venue. It's awesome. All of these places are top-notch. Yeah. And, I mean, maybe that's the problem here, right? I mean, the problem isn't that they're not doing a great job and that the places aren't built well, that they're not taking care of people. Maybe it's just there's only X amount of gamblers.
Yeah, but I do know... people that go to Del Lago almost every weekend.
Well, here's the thing. The number actually may be higher than you think. All right. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Again, we started this conversation. USA Today put out a list of the top non-Vegas casinos in America. And Seneca Niagara Resort and Casino, it's the American casino on the falls, came in sixth place. But we have now been, in the last 25 years, loaded with casinos all of a sudden, right? We just named all of them. All right, Tommy, if you had to guess, how many Americans admit to going to a casino at least once a year? Going to a casino once a year nationwide.
That'd be people over probably in their 30s and 40s and up, right?
Give me a percentage of Americans.
Of Americans.
Americans.
Well, that's kind of weird because not everybody's near a casino.
I understand. Yeah. I understand.
And you're talking straight up casino.
Straight up casino into a casino to gamble.
I'm going to say 30%.
30%. Kim, you want to take a shot?
Once a year?
Yep. At least once a year.
19%.
19%. Tommy was closer.
Okay.
You've made the showcase.
All right.
4 in 10 Americans say they go to a casino at least once a year.
Okay.
25%.
4 in 10.
4 in 10 is what? What is that? 25, 30%? I don't know. What is it? 40%?
Are we being serious? Right? 4 in 10?
Would be 40%.
Thank you.
It takes me. You're no genius at math either.
So that's
Einstein.
The easiest percentage to ever do. 4 in 10.
Why didn't you say 40%?
Because I thought you were making a joke. I was giving you space. I didn't think
I had to think about it.
I didn't think you were so stupid.
Well, I only hear 4. I think of a quarter.
Okay.
Like 4 quarters.
Yeah, that would be a quarter of 12. It would be 40% of 10.
Well, they should have asked 12 people. Then I would have been right.
No, because 3 people would have said, shut up.
They would have said, shut up?
Yes, if you
they
were talking.
They don't want to take my survey?
If you were talking, yes.
Well, they're jerks.
4 in 10, 25%. Now, 4 in 10 Americans, 40% of them going to a casino once a year is way higher than I would have thought.
But you know, but you also think about people that just go for the shows.
Oh, okay.
Because that would count.
Do people
that don't
go,
really
but
gamble.
Even still.
Do people go for shows and not at least put like a 10 spot inside a slot machine?
I mean, I did twice.
Do you really? What a chintz. What a chintz.
No, I paid for Jeff Foxworthy, Jesus Christ. Good show.
Yeah, it was 40 minutes long, 25% of the day. Idiot.
Most of Jeff Foxworthy's crowd would have agreed with you.
No, here's the thing. Right. We talk about 4 in 10 Americans say they go to a casino at least once a year, but that number could also be lower in New York State, seeing as how we are now the biggest state in America that allows online sports books.
Right? So California ain't got it?
No, not yet. If you want to bet on a game, you don't have to go to a casino.
Yeah, true.
Right? Yeah. So, like, I mean, like, for example, I like sports gambling a lot. And when Kimmy's wedding happened all those years ago, right, it was right when everything became legal in New York State, yet the online sports books couldn't go.
Right.
So when we weren't doing things for Kimmy's wedding, I was just hanging out in the sports book doing a thing.
Yeah.
It was opening weekend of college football.
Yeah.
But now...
Yeah, you can do it online.
I'm doing it on my couch watching the games live. You know what I mean?
FanDuel.
Exactly. And like, I had a great time inside the sports books and the casinos. It was a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not, if I can do this here, I'm not going to drive an hour to do it.
Okay.
Right? You know what I'm saying? Ooh.
But you might be a guy, if you're already there gambling, then you may wander into the sports book too.
Yeah.
I guess that's the theory. Keep you there longer.
Or I could sit and play the slot machine while playing the sports book at the same time. You know, going back to the original story, as great as this is for Casino Niagara being named a top 10 casino outside of Vegas in America, it is really bad for the rest of them, right? Because like we said, if you're in Rochester, it's pretty much the same amount of time outside of Finger Lakes and Batavia to get to these places.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So if I have the opportunity, if I'm not loyal to one casino and I have the opportunity to go to one of the top 10 in America, that's where I'm going, right?
Yeah, you would probably.
And it's free publicity.
Yeah. And you're close to Canada if you want to jump up there and do some stuff up there.
You got it.
You know.
But here's the thing. Is the casino over the border better than the casino in America?
If you're just going to gamble, I'm guessing.
So that Falls View was like, when they built it, that was like a major $1 billion project.
Yeah, I told you.
It's gorgeous.
My daughter's international dance competition, ballroom dance competition, was attached to the casino.
At Falls View?
And Babyface was playing that night.
Get out of here. How old is Babyface? 70?
No, he's actually Wrinkly Face.
Old-ass Babyface.
Old-ass Babyface. 40% of the time, he plays a quarter of his shows.
No kidding.
It's the weirdest thing.
Yeah.
Facebook messages coming in. You can always get us at WCMF or the Break Room Facebook page. This comes in from Dale. Dale says, you can never have too many casinos. There's a sucker born every minute, they say. Someone will walk through the door and hand their money over.
Write that down.
But they're not, though.
Yeah.
Dale.
Because, you're going to run out of people that have disposable income.
Well, that also doesn't stop some people.
Some.
All right, so... I don't know. I see these stories. Every time we see more casino stories, it's proof positive we do not need a downtown casino.
Probably not.
And that a downtown casino will be way more of a problem than it will be a good thing for the greater Rochester area.
Yeah.
So let's just keep that in mind.
Okay.
Fair? Okay, great. One day, for some reason, we as men decided this was a manly thing. This wasn't a manly thing to like anymore.
Okay.
And what's weird about it is it wasn't always that way. Just a few decades ago, it was totally fine to not only go to these live... but know every single word of the songs. Someone in this room believes, despite the fact that we'll deny it, the love of those never went away for guys, and that we are just keeping it hidden from the rest of the world. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. Tony!
Yeah, buddy.
Big news coming out of the Auditorium Theater.
Well, what's coming to town?
The musical Mamma Mia!
Oh.
Is on its way. It's a musical set to the hits of ABBA. And not only has the musical been a monster success, spending 25 years on the stage, it's 25th anniversary, it's spawned multiple successful movie adaptations. Is the third one coming out soon?
I think, is it already out? I know
Mamma Mia Part 3?
Yeah, there might be there's another one coming.
I don't know how many there are.
There's a lot of Mamma Mia's.
Shares in it,
Shares in it.
Oh, there you go.
So tickets to this show, when it comes to Rochester, Mamma Mia, could be hard to come by, which is strange, Tommy, because when you think musical theater, there's like a whole generation of people who, or excuse me, a whole gender of people who don't even want to participate.
Or you think you don't.
Because like you don't want to go see Mamma Mia.
No, I'm not, I don't get musicals.
Okay, you know, like the same thing. Like I don't go to musicals, right?
And I grew up where there was a crap load of musicals. They even had ones during like World War II.
Okay, so put a pin in that. We'll loop back around to it. We'll loop back around to that. Because someone in this room, despite the fact that you and I say that we don't like musicals, and most men would tell you, no, I don't like musicals, Kimmy says we're lying.
Okay.
Yeah. It was just based on my experience with my husband.
Right.
Because he loves, and when I say loves, like knows every word to every song. He loves the musical Grease.
Okay.
Loves it. Right. Loves the movie. He wants to, he's like, when, do you think, if Grease came to town, the musical, he'd absolutely want to go.
I can't imagine sitting through it.
I
saw the movie once, but
you,
it's like.
You only saw the movie one time. It's always on TV.
He's trying to sound tough. Yeah. He's trying to sound tough.
How many times have you watched
Oh, I've probably seen Grease like 50 times.
Like, you sat and watched the entire thing all the way through?
I mean, like, just in random. It was a very popular movie when Kimmy and I were in middle
and high
school.
It was a huge movie when it came out.
No, they re-released it. So this became like what girls wanted to watch. So yeah, I've probably seen it at least 25 times.
I think you believe you could watch it again all the way through. It would suck.
No, I watched it with my kids. I mean, look.
Oh, okay. With your kids is not.
But here's the thing. I didn't hate it. It was a good
story.
No,
I didn't either. But like, to sit through it twice, man.
Because
I'm trying to think more macho, if you could call them that, musicals. Okay. Like West Side Story. But even that, if you watch the original West Side Story now, you would laugh.
I mean, it's also a
like
good
those fight, those choreographed fight scenes with a bunch of White Sox sissy boys.
Wait, bro, I mean, let's.
And they're holding knives like this.
That's how you hold your knife. That's how you
were cutting. I'm eating.
That's how you were cutting your salad last
You're
night.
You're dressed like you could be an extra.
Do you want to watch that
show?
You want to pay?
I actually enjoyed that.
$55 to watch me in a knife fight.
Yes, I actually would pay $55 to watch you in a knife fight.
But there are other musical. I think like you're forgetting the catalog of music in some of these musicals. Like, there was another one my husband got sucked into that I guess he had never seen before. There's the movie Footloose, and then there's, like, the musical version. I think they did, like, a new one a couple years back, and that was on TV, and my husband's like, I don't think I've ever seen this before. And he slowly, he was doing stuff in the background, but also paying attention to the movie. He's like, oh, I know a lot of this music. I'm like, yeah, I know.
Footloose.
All right, so you're here to say, Kimmy.
Yeah.
That every man secretly has a favorite musical.
Like, you love it.
I think like there may be songs that you love that you don't realize is from a musical or is in a musical.
I get that. But like to say I'm digging to go see a musical. Like even the one where I dig some of the music.
Yeah.
Bet if, once you plop your ass down, halfway through you're going to be going, God, this sucks.
Okay, here's the thing. This may be the most difficult conversation we've ever had in the break room.
Right.
And the phone number is 252-WCMF. But I think she might be right.
All right.
Like, whether or not you'll say it out loud, I think most guys do have a favorite musical, because I'll be honest with you. I'll start.
All right.
We're going to be a safe space here. I love Jesus Christ Superstar.
Oh, you do.
You like
the
weirdest crap. Man.
I could.
Jesus Christ.
Well, they do it better.
You gotta sit through that.
I could sit through it every day.
It's the Bible.
I understand. The music is fantastic. The performance is phenomenal.
Do they crucify the guy?
Yeah, that's how.
In a musical.
Spoiler alert, everybody.
I got your cross right here. Just turn. Just stand right there.
Man, for a guy that doesn't know musicals, you sure jumped into Guys and Dolls real quick. No, man, I could perform I could perform all of Jesus Christ Superstar for you right now. And if it was coming to town, I would go see Jesus Christ Superstar.
But that means you would like, because that was a big hippie one when I was a kid, like hair.
Sure.
And stuff like that. Yeah. You like that?
Well, I can appreciate
it's based on
hair.
The 70s. And
I know what hair is. Okay. You don't have it. It's a musical. No, I mean, I don't know. I like Jesus Christ Superstar.
You like weird music. Because I forget you're into like Queen. You like Queen, you like musical.
What?
Because Queen's music is like a musical.
Operatic?
Yeah. Operatic.
Bro, I don't like musicals though. Like, I don't want to go see musicals. Like, any other musical you threw at me, I'm like, I mean, I'll go if my wife wants me to go. Yeah. I'm not going to be happy about it. But I love Jesus Christ Superstar, and I can't tell you why. I can't tell you why.
And some of them are super ass sad.
Yeah, there are some sad ones.
There are stories that are sad.
I don't want to hear you singing about it.
Why? It helps you work through your emotions.
Like those World War II ones where they're just singing and bombing stuff. And they're dancing on battleships.
Did you also do that when you tried to do your act with a couple of songs in it? Singing and bombing, the Tommy Boulay tour? 252-WCMF, 252-9263. What's weird about this is it didn't always used to be this way, but we'll get to that in a sec. Again, with Mamma Mia coming to the Auditorium Theater announced yesterday, Kimmy has a theory based on her husband, who loves the movie musical Grease, that every man, despite the fact that they feel guilty about it for some reason, has a favorite musical. And there's a man here who doesn't have a favorite musical. He's got multiple favorite musicals. Okay. Victor's on CMF. Hey, Victor, how are you, buddy?
Good morning, guys. So I have three, and you guys already named the top two.
Okay.
So Mamma Mia, for me, is first. Grease is second. And then three is Hamilton.
Okay. My kids Hamilton's are into Hamilton. Awesome. My wife is into Hamilton. I wanted to like Hamilton. I didn't like Hamilton.
It doesn't make any sense to me.
You didn't like it?
Why? Because there was no rapping back then?
Well, it doesn't make sense because you're doing it's a historical piece.
Yeah.
Which is what you just named. Like.
But the music is set. It's modern music.
Well, that's, yeah.
Well, most music, it wasn't happening during wars and historical times.
And you replay, and Hamilton's a different Hamilton.
What?
What? What do you mean? He's black? Is that what you're trying to say?
Right, and Hamilton wasn't black.
What's
it wasn't white.
What is your point? What are you saying?
Well, it's a
mixed message. Right?
Well, no, that's based on historical fact, though.
Yes, it is, though. It is based on historical fact.
Well, but he's a black guy.
Yeah? You know that Jesus wasn't white, right?
I just saw his high school picture. He looked pretty white to me. He looked like he could have been in Grand Funk.
So, Victor, do you go to musicals on a regular basis?
Yeah, I mean, I go as often as we can.
Why?
The wife mocks me for liking them, but it's my two favorite things combined, right? It's a movie and it's a musical. It's music all in one. It's for me, it's easy.
Okay, so Victor, did you do musicals when you were in high school, or did you come across this later in life?
I was a singer all through high school and all the way up to about 10 years ago, so that's why.
He can appreciate it.
Grease was the first movie that I actually saw at home on VHS, which is why that's my top one. We watched it over and over because back then you couldn't really get movies at home, and so we would VHS that all the time.
There you go. See, wore out the tape. Danny Zuko and them tight-ass jeans. Victor, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. Three top musicals. His wife makes fun of him for wanting to go.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, maybe, and I don't want to say this out loud because I don't want to have to keep going to musicals because, again, not my favorite place to be.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe if we were exposed to more of them, we'd like them.
Well, I feel like they tried to make, I don't know how popular it was, but that Rock of Ages musical.
Yeah.
I feel like that should have hit with guys like Tommy, but I don't know if it did.
Well, like, they've tried that a couple of times. Yeah. Like, we're going to bring, like, dudes in. Like, there was 52nd Street Billy Joel's musical, where it's all his musical.
But I don't think that did very well,
No, it didn't. Green Day also had a musical, apparently. What was it? Boulevard of Broken Dreams, right? So, like, they've done this a couple. Then there was the Spider-Man musical that bombed big time.
Mm-hmm.
It does seem like when they tried to
That was a weird crossover.
Didn't the guy get hurt in Spider-Man? Like, the cord broke.
Turns out being Spider-Man is dangerous.
Yes.
Look at all these dudes coming in defending Kimmy's point that her theory that every man has a secret musical that he loves forever. Shaggle Rock tweets at us, I can go line for line, song for song with the musical Newsies. It's incredible.
Newsies?
I bet you a lot of kids like watch that movie growing up.
Yeah. Well, that's the other thing, too. You don't underestimate how syndication has burned some of these musicals into your head. Grease being one of them, Little Orphan Annie the other. Because was always on when I was
a kid.
Isn't
that like a sad movie?
No, it ain't. It's got a happy
ending.
She's an
orphan. Ending.
She's an orphan till the end. Yeah. Spoiler alert, everybody.
All right.
And that's another one. Tommy's got a problem. Wait a minute. Wasn't Annie white? No, Jamie Foxx is doing the Annie? Jamie Foxx over there doing it!
Did Jamie Foxx do Annie?
Yeah, they did an updated version with Jamie Foxx.
They've done a couple updated versions.
So the other one I'm thinking of, did you ever see The Wiz? Based on The Wizard of Oz.
I'm aware of it. I haven't seen it.
So it's Michael Jackson and Diana Ross, I think, right?
Yeah, I think you're right.
That was like a huge one back when I was a kid.
And then you went out and picketed it because this is not what The Wizard of Oz is supposed to be.
I never saw it. I haven't seen it a lot. Like, I never saw Footloose.
Is that a musical, though?
No, I never saw the movie.
They made it into a musical. I don't think the original movie was. Right,
can I ask a dumb question?
Yeah. Sure, yeah.
Is The Sound of Music a musical?
Did you ask if the thing that has songs in it...
I know it has songs in it.
It's named
The Sound
of Music.
But what's the difference between a musical and just that has songs? Because I thought a musical, they sing all the dialogue.
No, there are musicals where you sing all the dialogue. No.
Opera, they sing everything.
No, but like Les Mis is not an opera, but they sing everything.
Do they sing every line?
Jesus Christ Superstar. No.
No.
I thought a musical, they basically sung all the dialogue.
No, musical, they don't.
No.
It's not.
Musical can have...
Dialogue?
Okay, why are we...
Straight dialogue.
Musical can have dialogue, and they can also sing all the songs. But I don't think that makes it an opera, does it?
I thought an opera, like, with every word had to be
I don't know
sung.
Why I'm arguing. I have no background in this. I just got fired
up. So Sound of Music would be a musical.
Yes, The Sound of Music with songs of The Hills Are Alive.
I know.
With the sound of music.
I saw it when I was a kid.
Did you like it?
No.
252-WZMF. Mamma Mia musical with the music from ABBA coming to celebrate its 25th anniversary here in Rochester. It's going to be a big event. And Kimmy's theory is, despite the fact that you don't see a lot of guys at the musical theater, every man has a musical he secretly loves. Jeremy's on CMF. Hey, Jeremy. How are you, buddy?
When you put me on hold, I heard Tommy singing the chorus to Jesus Christ Superstar. It went something like this. I could have sworn I heard Pat's mom making that noise once. Terrible.
How could
awful.
You, man?
Dear Lord.
How could you?
Well, we love Jesus Christ Superstar, Pat, because we're ingrained in that fable, right? We grew up in the Catholic school universe, so I think it's deeply ingrained.
I thought they hated it.
I don't know.
No, the church, when it came out,
they hated it.
But to Jeremy's point, the reason I watched it for the first time is because I had not studied.
You're familiar.
I had not studied my New Testament, and I had a test coming up, and a kid that took it the year before was like, just watch this, and you'll remember it because there's songs. And Jeremy, the music, I mean, it's my kind of music. The music was so good, I just fell in love with it, Jeremy.
Listen, I agree with it. And I am not a musical guy either. But one time I was in New York and my old lady says, let's go do something. Let's go see a musical. I said, yeah, why not? So we went to see Ain't Too Proud, The Life and Times of the Temptations.
Ooh.
If you have not seen this, I almost just cursed. It's that good. It's the
Could
only
you just watch The Temptations?
Shut up over there, little man. Don't hurt yourself.
Because I hear they sing and have dialogue.
I mean, that is kind of a valid point. I mean, I get the story.
It's
awesome. But
it's like Jersey boys are going to just go see Frankie Valli. He's 90 and he's still on the road.
Okay, well, dicks, have a good Friday.
Sorry, Jeremy. There goes Jeremy.
Yeah, you've seen Jersey Boys, right?
Yeah, I walked out.
Really?
He walked out. He walked out and he stole the wardrobe and he's wearing it today.
How about this?
I can't believe he walked out.
So we all go on the old show.
Yeah.
And you're looking at the back of their heads. Like, it's a point
where
they're
like... Did you just get bad seats?
No, like, do you ever see it?
No.
So you're looking at them from behind.
Okay.
And they're performing to a crowd.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like... I paid money to look at the back of Frankie Valli's head.
Well, no, I think that's interesting.
Usually you get that in a limousine. Jesus Christ, man. Why am I doing this?
You're getting an interesting perspective. I thought that's an interesting way to do it. Thumbs down.
Bro, and I'm not that big of a Frankie. Frankie Valli has some good tunes. I don't want to sit through 2 hours.
Bro, like, you could not look like more of a Frankie. You're built.
I like Frankie
Valli.
No, Valli.
You're built like if they tried to make Frankie Valli, but they ran out of something in the recipe along the way. You're like muffins without sugar Frankie Valli. And, like, the weirdest part about this, Tommy, right, this whole guys and not liking musicals and everything, it didn't always used to be this way. Because your dad's generation.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. So, I grew up on musicals, and a lot of them were World War II set to, like, historically bad events.
Yeah.
And then let's break out into song.
No, but I mean, like, late
South Pacific is the one.
But your dad's generation,
oh, yeah,
people will argue, is the most macho generation,
yeah,
right? The greatest generation. The toughest actors of that generation, yeah, Sinatra and Brandow. They started musicals all the time.
They were all singers and dancers.
The most popular music on the radio or sold in record stores was from Broadway musicals. So if the greatest generation of the toughest men we've ever seen in our lives, Storm and Normandy, can go to the theater and enjoy musicals, why do guys have such a problem doing
weird.
It now?
Well, maybe you got to do more tragedy musicals because that's all they were back then.
But you said you don't want that.
No, but maybe that's what get guys to go back. Is Miss Saigon a musical?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yes.
I saw it and I can't remember.
Oh my God. How are you so bad at this? If they're singing.
Because I zone out.
If they're singing on the stage, I've never seen Miss Saigon, but I know there's music.
I think you're right. The only thing I thought was cool about Miss Saigon
was the helicopter.
Yeah, because they actually had a helicopter lowered down. I go, that was pretty cool.
There's like a playwright who wrote this whole script. There's a man who wrote the music and the lyrics, right? Man or woman. And like, it's, you know, it's this phenomenal story that has lived on for. And you went for the helicopter.
That's it.
Okay.
And again, I don't even know how it is.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
One day, for some reason, we as men decided this was a manly thing. This wasn't a manly thing to like anymore.
Okay.
And what's weird about it is it wasn't always that way. Just a few decades ago, it was totally fine to not only go to these live, but know every single word of the songs. Someone in this room believes, despite the fact that we'll deny it, the love of those never went away for guys, and that we are just keeping it hidden from the rest of the world. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. Tony!
Yeah, buddy.
Big news coming out of the Auditorium Theater.
Well, what's coming to town?
The musical Mamma Mia
is
on its way. It's a musical set to the hits of ABBA. And not only has the musical been a monster success, spending 25 years on the stage, it's 25th anniversary, it's spawned multiple successful movie adaptations. Is the third one coming out soon?
I think, is it already out? I know
Mamma
there's
Mia,
I know
part three.
Yeah,
yes.
There might be a there's another one coming.
I know there are three.
There's a lot of Mamma Mia's
in it. Yeah,
shares in it.
Oh, there you go.
So tickets to this show, when it comes to Rochester, Mamma Mia could be hard to come by, which is strange, Tommy, because when you think musical theater, there's like a whole generation of people who, or excuse me, a whole gender of people who don't even want to participate.
Or you think you don't.
Because like you don't want to go see Mamma Mia.
No, I'm not. I don't get musicals.
Okay, you know, like the same thing. Like I don't go to musicals. Right?
And I grew up where there was a crap load of musicals. They even had ones during like World War II.
Okay, so put a pin in that. We'll loop back around to it. Because someone in this room, despite the fact that you and I say that we don't like musicals, and most men would tell you, no, I don't like musicals. Kimmy says we're lying.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just based on my experience with my husband. Because he loves, and when I say loves, like knows every word to every song. He loves the musical Grease.
Okay.
Loves it. Right. Loves the movie. He wants to, he's like, when, do you think, if Grease came to town, the musical, he'd absolutely want to go.
I can't imagine sitting through it.
I mean, I
saw the movie once, but
you,
it's like.
You only saw the movie one time. It's once. Always
he's
on TV.
He's trying to sound tough. Yeah. He's trying to sound tough.
How many times have you watched
Oh, I've probably Grease. Seen Grease like 50 times.
Like, you sat and watched the entire thing all the way through?
I mean, like, just in random. It was a very popular movie when Kimmy and I were
in
high school.
It was a huge movie when it came
out.
No,
they re-released it. So this became, like, what girls wanted to watch. So, yeah, I've probably seen it at least 25 times.
I think you believe you could watch it again all the way through. It would suck.
No, I watched it with my kids. I mean, look.
Oh, okay. With your kids is not.
But here's the thing. I didn't hate it. It was a good
story.
No,
I didn't either. But like to sit through it twice, man.
Because
I'm trying to think more macho, if you could call them that, musicals. Okay. Like West Side Story. But even that, if you watch the original West Side Story now, you would laugh.
I mean, it's also
like those choreographed fight scenes with a bunch of white sock sissy boys.
Wait, bro, I mean, let's.
They're holding knives like this.
That's how you hold your knife. That's how you
were cutting. I'm eating.
That's how you were cutting your salad last
You're
night.
You're dressed like you could be an extra.
Do you want to watch that
show?
You want to pay?
I actually enjoy that.
$55 to watch me in a knife fight.
Yes, I actually would pay $55 to watch you in a knife fight.
But there are other musical. I think like you're forgetting the catalog of music in some of these musicals. Like, there was another one my husband got sucked into that I guess he had never seen before. There's the movie Footloose, and then there's, like, the musical version. I think they did, like, a new one a couple years back, and that was on TV, and my husband's like, I don't think I've ever seen this before. And he was doing stuff in the background, but also paying attention to the movie. He's like, oh, I know a lot of this music. I'm like, yeah, I know.
Footloose.
All right, so you're here to say, Kimmy.
Yeah.
That every man secretly has a favorite musical.
Like, you love it.
I think like there may be songs that you love that you don't realize is from a musical or is in a musical.
I get that. But like to say I'm digging to go see a musical. Like even the one where I dig some of the music.
Yeah.
Bet if, once you plop your ass down, halfway through you're going to be going, God, this sucks.
Okay, here's the thing. This may be the most difficult conversation we've ever had in the break room.
Right.
And the phone number is 252-WCMF. But I think she might be right.
All right.
Like, whether or not you'll say it out loud, I think most guys do have a favorite musical, because I'll be honest with you. I'll start.
All right.
We're going to be a safe space here. I love
Jesus Christ Superstar.
Oh, oh you God. Do.
You like
yes,
the
you
weirdest
do.
Crap.
I could. I could.
Jesus Christ.
Well, they do it better.
You gotta sit through that.
I could sit through it every day.
It's the Bible.
I understand. The music is fantastic. The performance is phenomenal.
Do they crucify the
yes,
guy?
Yeah, that's how
we in a musical.
Spoiler alert, everybody.
I got your cross right here. Just turn. Just stand right there.
Man, for a guy that doesn't know musicals, you sure jumped into Guys and Dolls real quick. No, man, I could perform the entire, I could perform all of Jesus Christ Superstar yeah. for you right now. And if it was coming to town, I would go see
Jesus
Christ
Superstar.
But that
means Christ you
Superstar.
Were like, because that was a big hippie one when I was a kid, okay. like hair.
Sure.
And stuff like that. Yeah. You like that?
Well, hair, I mean, I can appreciate
it's based on
hair.
The 70s. And
I know what hair is. Okay. You don't have it. It's a musical. No, I mean, I don't know. I like Jesus Christ Superstar.
But you like weird music. Because I forget you're into like Queen. You like Queen, you like musicals.
What?
Because Queen's music is like a musical.
Operatic?
Yeah. Operatic.
Bro, I don't like musicals though. Like, I don't want to go see musicals. Like, any other musical you threw at me, I'm like, I mean, I'll go if my wife wants me to go. Yeah. I'm not going to be happy about it. Mm. But I love Jesus Christ Superstar, right. And I can't tell you why. I can't tell you why.
And some of them are super ass sad.
Yeah, there are some sad ones.
There are stories that are sad.
I don't want to hear you singing about it.
Why? It helps you work through your emotions.
Like those World War II ones where they're just singing and bombing stuff. And they're dancing on battleships.
Did you also do that when you tried to do your act with a couple of songs in it? Singing and bombing the Tommy Bulate tour? 252-WCMF, 252-9263. What's weird about this is it didn't always used to be this way, right. But we'll get to that in a sec. Again, with Mamma Mia coming to the Auditorium Theater announced yesterday, Kimmy has a theory based on her husband, who loves the movie musical Grease, that every man, despite the fact that they feel guilty about it for some reason, has a favorite musical. And there's a man here who doesn't have a favorite musical. He's got multiple favorite musicals. Okay. Victor's on CMF. Hey, Victor, how are you, buddy?
Good morning, guys. So I have three, and you guys already named the top two.
Okay.
So Mamma Mia for me is first. Grease is second. And then three is Hamilton.
Okay. My kids Hamilton's are into Hamilton. Awesome. My wife is into Hamilton. I wanted to like Hamilton. I didn't like Hamilton.
It doesn't make any sense to me.
You didn't like it?
Why? Because there was no rapping back then?
Well, it doesn't make sense because you're doing it's a historical piece.
Yeah.
Which is what you just named. Like.
But the music doesn't. Is set. It's modern music.
Well, that's yeah.
Well, most music it wasn't piece. Happening during wars and historical times.
And you replay and Hamilton's a different Hamilton.
What?
What? What do you mean? He's black? Is that what
right.
you're trying to say?
And yeah, Hamilton wasn't
yes.
black.
What's
it wasn't white.
What
was white,
is your
black.
Point? What are you saying?
Well, it's a
It's a mixed message. Right?
Well, you know, it's that based on historical fact, though.
Yes, it is, though. It is based on historical fact.
Well, but he's a black guy.
Yeah. Not you know that guy. Jesus wasn't white, right?
I just saw his high school picture. He looked pretty white to me. He looked like he could have been in Grand Funk.
So, Victor, do you go to musicals on a regular basis?
Yeah, I mean, I go as often as we can.
Why?
The wife mocks me for liking them, but it's my two favorite things combined, right? It's a movie and it's a musical. It's music all in one. It's for me, it's easy.
Okay, so, Victor, did you do musicals when you were in high school, or did you come across this later in life?
I was a singer all through high school and all the way up to about 10 years ago, so that's why.
He can appreciate it.
Grease was the first movie that I actually saw at home on VHS, which is why that's my top one. We watched it over and over because back then you couldn't really get movies at home, and so we would VHS that all the time.
There you go. See, wore out the tape. Danny Zuko in them tight-ass jeans. Victor, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. Three top musicals. His wife makes fun of him for wanting to go.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, maybe, and right. I don't want to say this out loud because right. I don't want to have to keep going to musicals because, mm-hmm. again, not my favorite place to be.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe if we were exposed to more of them, we'd like them.
Well, I feel like they tried to make, I don't know how popular it was, but that Rock of Ages musical.
Yeah.
I feel like that should have hit with guys like Tommy, but I don't know if it did.
Well, like, they've tried that a couple of times. Yeah. Like, we're going to bring, like, dudes in. Like, there was 50 Second Street, Billy Joel's musical,
yes.
where it's all his musical.
But I don't think that did very well, did it?
No, it didn't. Green Day also had a musical, apparently. What was it? Boulevard of Broken Dreams, right? So, like, they've done this a couple. Then there was the Spider-Man musical that bombed big time.
Mm-hmm.
It does seem like when they try to
That was a weird crossover.
Didn't the guy get hurt in Spider-Man?
Right.
The cord broke.
Turns out being Spider-Man is dangerous.
Yes.
We got, bro, look at all these dudes coming in defending Kimmy's point that her theory that every man has a secret musical that he loves forever. Shaggle Rock tweets at us, I can go line for line, song for song with the musical Newsies. It's incredible.
Newsies?
I bet you a lot of kids like watch that movie growing up.
Yeah. Well, that's the other thing, too. You don't underestimate how syndication has burned some of these musicals into your head, Grease being one of them, Little Orphan Annie the other. Because Annie was always on when I was
and
a
isn't
kid.
Isn't that like a sad movie?
No, it ain't. It's got a happy
ending. She's an
happy
orphan. Ending.
She's an orphan till the end. Spoiler alert, everybody.
All right.
And that's another one Tommy's got a problem. Wait a minute. Wasn't Annie White? No, Jamie Foxx is doing the Annie? Jamie Foxx over there doing Annie?
Did Jamie Foxx do Annie?
Yeah, they did an updated version with Jamie Foxx.
They've done a couple updated versions.
So the other one I'm thinking of, did you ever see The Wiz? Based on The Wizard of Oz.
I'm aware of it. I haven't seen it.
So it's Michael Jackson and Diana Ross, I think, right?
Yeah, I think you're right.
That was like a huge one back when I was a kid.
And then you went out and picketed it because this is not what The Wizard of Oz is supposed to be.
I never saw it. I haven't seen it a lot. Like, I never saw Footloose.
Is that a musical, though?
Well, no, I never saw the movie.
They made it into a musical. I don't think the original movie was.
Can I ask a dumb question?
Yeah. Sure, yeah.
Is The Sound of Music a musical?
Did you ask if the thing that has songs in it...
I know it has songs in it.
It's named The Sound of Music.
But what's the difference between a musical and just that has songs? Because I thought a musical, they sing all the dialogue.
No, there are musicals where you sing all the dialogue. No.
Opera, they sing everything.
No, but like Les Mis is not an opera, but they sing everything.
Do they sing every line?
Jesus Christ Superstar. No.
No.
I thought a musical, they basically sung all the dialogue.
No, musical, they don't.
No.
It's not.
Musical can have...
Dialogue?
Okay, why are we...
Straight dialogue.
Musical can have dialogue, and they can also sing all the songs, but I don't think that makes it an opera, does it?
I thought an opera, like, with every word had to be
I don't know
sung.
Why I'm arguing. I have no background in this. I just got fired
up. So Sound of Music would be a musical.
Yes, The Sound of Music, with songs of The Hills Are Alive.
I know.
The Sound
I remember
of music.
I saw it when I was a kid.
Did you like it?
No.
252 WZMF. Mamma Mia musical with the music from ABBA coming to celebrate its 25th anniversary here in Rochester. It's going to be a big event. And Kimmy's theory is, despite the fact that you don't see a lot of guys at the musical theater, every man has a musical he secretly loves. Jeremy's on CMF. Hey, Jeremy. How are you, buddy?
When you put me on hold, I heard Tommy singing the chorus to Jesus Christ Superstar. It went something like this. I could have sworn I heard Pat's mom making that noise once. Terrible.
How could
awful.
You, man?
Dear Lord.
How could you?
Well, we love Jesus Christ Superstar, Pat, because we're ingrained in that fable, right? We grew up in the Catholic school universe, so I think it's deeply ingrained.
I thought they hated it.
I don't know.
No, the church, when it came out,
they hated it.
But to Jeremy's point, the reason I watched it for the first time is because I had not studied...
You're familiar.
I had not studied my New Testament, and I had a test coming up, and a kid that took it the year before was like, just watch this, and you'll remember it because there's songs. And Jeremy, the music, I mean, it's my kind of music. The music was so good, I just fell in love with it, Jeremy.
Listen, I agree with it. And I am not a musical guy either, but one time I was in New York, and my old lady says, let's go do something. Let's go see a musical. I said, yeah, why not? So we went to see Ain't Too Proud, The Life and Times of the Temptations.
Ooh.
If you have not seen this... I almost just cursed. It's that good. It's the
Could
only.
Could you just watch The Temptations?
Shut up over there, little man. Don't hurt yourself.
Because I hear they sing and have dialogue.
I mean, that is kind of a valid point. I mean, I get the story is awesome, but
it's like Jersey boys are. I could just go see Frankie Valli. He's 90 and he's still on the road.
Okay, well, dicks, have a good Friday.
Sorry, Jeremy. There goes Jeremy.
Yeah, you've seen Jersey Boys, right?
Yeah, I walked out.
Really?
He walked out. He walked out. And he stole the wardrobe, and he's wearing it today.
How about this?
I can't believe he walked out.
So we all go on the old show.
Yeah.
And you're looking at the back of their heads, like it's a point
Did
where
you just
they're
get
like
bad seats.
No, like, do you ever see it?
No.
So you're looking at them from behind.
Okay.
And they're performing to a crowd.
Oh yeah.
And it's like. I paid money to look at the back of Frankie Valli's head.
Well, no, I think that's interesting.
Usually you get that in a limousine. Jesus Christ, man. Why am I doing this?
You're getting an interesting perspective. I thought that's an interesting way to do it. Thumbs down.
Bro, and I'm not that big of a Frankie. Frankie Valli has some good tunes. I don't want to sit through 2 hours.
Bro, like you could not look like more of a Frankie. You're built.
I like Frankie
Valli.
No,
you're built like if they tried to make Frankie Valli, but they ran out of something in the recipe along the way. You're like muffins without sugar Frankie Valli. And like the weirdest part about this, Tommy, right? This whole guys and not liking musicals and everything. It didn't always used to be this way. Because your dad's generation.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. So I grew up on musicals and a lot of them were World War II set to like historically bad events.
Yeah.
and then let's break out into song.
No, but I mean, like,
South Pacific is the one.
But your dad's generation,
oh, yeah,
people will argue, is the most macho generation,
yeah,
right? The greatest generation. The toughest actors of that generation, yeah, Sinatra and Brando, they started musicals all the time.
They were all singers and dancers.
The most popular music on the radio or sold in record stores was from Broadway musicals. So if the greatest generation of the toughest men, yeah, we've ever seen in our lives, Storm and Normandy, can go to the theater and enjoy musicals, why do guys have such a problem doing
weird
it now?
Well, maybe you got to do more tragedy musicals because that's all they were back then.
But you said you don't want that.
No, but maybe that's what get guys to go back. Is Miss Saigon a musical?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yes.
I saw it and I can't remember.
Oh my God. How are you so bad at this? If they're singing.
Because I zone out.
If they're singing on the stage, I've never seen Miss Saigon, but I know there's music.
I think you're right. The only thing I thought was cool about Miss Saigon
was the helicopter.
Yeah, because they actually had a helicopter lowered down. I go, that was pretty cool.
There's like a playwright who wrote this whole script. There's a man who wrote the music and the lyrics, right? Man or woman. And like, yeah, it's, you know, it's this phenomenal,
sure,
story that has lived on for. And you went for the helicopter.
That's it.
Okay.
And again, I don't even know how it ended.
Not great.
See?
252-WCMF. We'll take one more call. Kimmy claims that every man secretly has a favorite musical. Jeremy wants you to go see the Temptations musical, and Tommy did make a good point. You just listen to Temptations record. Dave's got the last word on CMF. Hey, Dave, how are you, buddy?
Good. How you guys doing?
Good, man.
Good, buddy.
So you guys have missed two big ones, Little Shop of Horrors.
Oh, I love that one. I take it back. I have two favorite musicals.
Me,
I
love
that. It's such a great. And what was the other one, Dave? I'm sorry.
Oh, Rocky Horror Picture Show.
I also love that one. Okay, I have three favorite musicals.
Okay, so those are like weirdo kid musicals.
Rocky Horror Picture Show is not a kid musical.
Yeah, but
no,
it was always the weird kids. It was always the weird kids that went to that, the midnight movies and all that stuff with their squirt guns and their fishnet stockings.
No, but the music in that musical is great and the story is really
unique.
Well,
you also like Meatloaf.
I do love Meatloaf.
I can't stand Meatloaf.
Oh, no.
Paradise by the Dashboard Light was playing when I was driving into work this morning. Whole ride, I got one song. How great is that?
I know.
Dave, great call, buddy. Great call. Have a good rest of the day. Maybe I do.
I saw Little Shop of Horrors at the theater.
I love.
You hated that too. Did you walk out of that?
No, we were stuck. But it's like I'm watching this plant eat people, and they're trying to do it in a play, and it didn't work.
What entertained
it was
you?
A play.
I know, but like it looks stupid.
It's not really eating them.
It's not
a real plant, guys.
Look, now I feel like even more of a, like, if we're going to be honest here, there is a song in Little Shop of Horrors where that girl realizes, like, that guy Seymour likes her and she likes him. I think it's called Suddenly Seymour. And when I watch it, I almost get emotional.
So
I feel that woman.
Is it Rick Moranis play, like, the kind of, like, weakling guy?
That's his name. Yeah.
And he, like, had the plant, right?
Yeah, it was his plant.
And it was his job to keep getting people to throw into the plant.
You got it, yes.
Which kind of makes him a dick.
Yeah, well, no, it's, but you
like,
never,
he's killing people.
You didn't pay attention, right?
People are getting eaten alive,
oh my God.
And I'm supposed to feel sorry for
you
this
should know, the way they write it.
Because he's luring people. It'd be like Jaws the Musical, where he lures people
exists.
Down to the beach and be eaten by the shark.
But only bad people are being eaten. It's a question
they are still
of...
That still makes you a terrible person.
It's a question of morality.
How bad were these people that were getting eaten by the plant?
One guy was abusing the woman that he's into.
But he still should be eaten alive. That doesn't make you any better than the abuser.
Okay, we're not going down this road. Let's take a break. Go watch Little Shop of Horrors. It's a great musical. Oh my God. I have three musicals.
Look at you.
I feel cultured this morning.
Look at you. Big Rick Moranis man.
I do love Rick. How do you not love? Now we're getting off topic.
Because he was also in your other movie.
He was in Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. He was in Ghostbusters.
And he
was in that.
And he played like a weirdo in that one.
Yeah.
He's like resident weirdo.
He's a great movie. He's
what
a great actor.
What character do you think you would play if you were in a movie?
I don't know.
What character do you think you play in life?
I don't know. Nice guy.
You look like
a guy that doesn't force feed people to plants.
Are you sure
just
about
force
that?
Feed people garbage every day in a microphone. And you also look like Rick Moranis if they forgot an ingredient.
I'm Jed Lapinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.